quarterback likes to extend plays. You got a very shifty receiver that you're going to have to go against. The discipline, I mean, how do you discipline yourself to plaster to your assignment and stay with them no matter what?
Taking one play at a time. You know, can't think about if it's first down or it's second down. You know, we got to get this stop or so we can get the offense on the field. We have to play each and every down like it's the first down. And that's keyed in, locked in, each and every play throughout the whole play until the whistle blows. Because, like you said, I mean, Big Ben, he is a guy who converts things with his legs, and he's always looking downfield and throwing the ball downfield for sure.
Even though he's not physically, the one that's most imposing, do you think Antonio Brown's the best receiver in the league?
I don't know. It's a lot of receivers out there, but for sure, he's in the top for sure. He's a big, like, he's big play guy, very explosive when he gets the ball in his hand. So for sure, he's one of the top guys in the league for sure.
You mentioned we're going up against you. You're going to draw that matchup just to
As far as lining up against them, I mean, I know it's going to happen. You know what I mean? It's just, not something that I'm trying to key in, like, I have to stick him, you know, because throughout the game I may see each and every receiver, you know. So my main focus is just playing technique football, you know, not trying to overdo anything or trying to key in on certain guys.
Just from a rookie standpoint, one week you got Alshon, next week Antonio Brown. Do you just try to put that out of your mind and just focus on playing the game? Or?
For sure. I mean, in our division, you know, we have a lot of great receivers in our division. You know what I mean? And even the guys that are not in, we're going up against this season. So for sure, that's something that it's 1 week at a time. You know, we're focused on one player 1 week at a time. And last week was Chicago Bears. Now this week is Pittsburgh. You know, they had Jeffrey and Cutler last week. Now we have Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown. You know what I mean? So that's just gonna have to be throughout the whole season. So it's just 1 week at a time for sure.
It's interesting how some plays you make, they don't show up in the stat sheet for you personally, but I'm talking about where you got the jam on Alshon, and that led to the interception for Bradham. How important is it to be able to knock that timing off and, be disruptive at the line of scrimmage against a receiver like Alshon?
Yeah, very. You know what I mean? He's a big guy, big long catch radius, you know what I mean? So for sure, that they are trying to get the ball to him because he is a big, big play guy. So for sure that knocking the time off on any receiver or quarterback, you know, that helps a lot. And even if a linebacker may get a misread or a safety may go one way and then have to come back. So just knocking that timing off, it helps guys recover and be able to make a play, like great play like he did.
Jalen, a lot of young corners, if they give up a play early, they're not the same player for the rest of the day. But the way you responded to that early play, where does that come from? Where does that confidence come from? The ability to just take a play, forget about it, go play your game?
I'm confident in myself, but for sure, you know, having guys like after the play, you know, Rodney McLeod, Gene came to me, Coach Swartz, Coach Corey, they were like, hey, I mean, you know you can cover that route. That was on you. It wasn't nothing that he did to you. That was just you being too aggressive, not really staying disciplined. So by them showing me that they have confidence in me, I mean, that just automatically puts it back in me.